Theirs ain't the only hell my mama raised. That song introduced us to Allie Colleen on Iron Country here, and we're honored to welcome to the Big Red in the Morning show this morning, Allie Colleen. Welcome to Iron Country.
The honor is all mine. How are you doing?
It's great. It's great to have you here. Now, Allie, our listeners have loved what they've heard from you so far here on Iron Country, and they ask me a lot about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself this morning?
That's so kind. Yeah, of course. My name's Allie, you guys. I grew up in Oklahoma. I always say it was a pretty cool place to be from. I was very lucky to get to go to Nashville for college, and I got a degree in songwriting, whatever that means. It was awesome. And then I've had the privilege of releasing music kind of since 2019, and I've just enjoyed every second of it.
Well, you know, Allie, I love Nashville, and you went to college here. I think you went to Belmont College, if I'm correct. And now, I don't think people understand how hard a town Nashville can actually be on a young artist and a songwriter starting out.
You know, it is pretty tough. Luckily, I have two older sisters, so I was pretty used to getting beat up, you know, before I came here. So I was very ready, very prepared. I've just really enjoyed it. It's very challenging, to say the least. But at the same point in time, I do pretty well in those environments. So I've enjoyed it.
Well, one thing, Allie, I wanted to talk to you about is that you and I share a love of ink, and you have some beautiful, you have some beautiful artwork. When did that love all start? And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, oddly enough, for me, I don't know how it is for fellow ink lovers, but I just remember personally being a kid and seeing people with tattoos. Obviously, if I saw, you know, dudes with tattoos, I was like, oh, they're fine. They're cute. That's awesome. Love it. But if I saw a woman with tattoos, I just wanted to know about her. I just thought she was super cool and brave and bold and all those things. And it's just an art form that I've loved for as long as I can remember. I remember my first job, my first summer job, my parents, you know, kind of jokingly were asking me what I was saving up for. And I was like, tattoos. And they all laughed at me. And I was like, nope. Okay, you can't be mad now when I come home on my 18th birthday and I have one, because I promise you that is what I am saving for. And just got that bug early and haven't stopped yet. I'm sure I'll run out of room someday, but I got plenty of space right now.
Well, I know when I started getting mine, they always said they had to mean something to you. And I think I could look at every one of them that I have. I think I have 9, and they all mean something to me. Do you feel the same way?
Mine definitely all mean something to me, but I can definitely say just over the last couple of years, it really has turned into more of just kind of this beauty body modification thing for me. All my sleeve, I mean, I have 2 full sleeves. I'm just a little ahead of you. I've got 22, so just a little ahead of you here. But all of mine really, really mean something to me, but in the same sense, just as of recently, I've started really just getting more like some traditional pieces that I just thought looked really cool that of course have a meaning to me, but aren't like as symbolic maybe as the first ones I started with, you know, were.
Exactly. Now, Allie, you released your album Stones, which I love, by the way, in 2021. And
Thank you. Now
you just released a new single, which isn't on Stones. It's called Halos and Horns. Are you planning on another album or just a few singles out here in 2022?
Right now, kind of in the docket, we've got 2 more songs loaded up, as well as Halos and Horns, that we've all recorded kind of at one time that we're very excited about. I am begging my producers to add 2 more songs to it so that we can have a very cohesive potential, kind of EP at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But we're not really sure yet on that. That's kind of a dream of mine, would be to have a vinyl. So I would love to be able to print vinyls this year. And I have 5 perfect songs that would be perfect on 1 cohesive EP together. But, we're just going to see what the road life looks like for us and if we're able to make enough to be able to make those last 2 songs and to print things like that.
Now, I was looking on your website, and I see that you have dates pretty much scheduled through the end of the year. What's it like out on the road for you right now? Are people really gravitating towards your music? Are you getting a good vibe out on the road?
Oh, man, if we can just, ever since 2020 for me, just in a little protective mode, once sound check is over, I am all in. I'm all into that date, and I'm so excited, and I know it's happening. Up till then, we're really just kind of promoting as best we can and protecting our hearts a little bit, you know, because losing all those shows in 2020, as everyone did, really, really took a toll on me and my emotions and things like that. So we continue to have shows cancel still, but then we also are very lucky to have shows that pull all the way through and we get to play. But yeah, to answer your question, if you can get me on that stage and I get to interact with people and get to meet people and all those things, we do very well on the road, and I love it. It's my absolute favorite part of it.
Now, we have a venue up here in Iron Country that's more like a listening room where the singer-songwriter gets to tell the stories of their songs and interact with the audience. Now, for you as an artist, do you like that kind of environment, or do you like the big stage? I mean, what do you prefer?
Oh, I like it all. I don't know that I have a preference, but I will say a perfect world, I get to equally do all of it.
Nice.
I'm very lucky to have very, very talented friends and songwriters here in Nashville, and we will sometimes take that listening room vibe of a show out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly like what you're talking about, and we'll go to those intimate theaters, and we'll play our stuff, and we'll tell our stories, and we'll just feed off of each other, and you know, we'll harmonize, and we'll play lead, and we'll do all those things together. And that show is completely different, obviously, than the big live band show, but just as much fun, just as rewarding. I tend to find that for a sweet spot for me would be for you to probably find me in a very intimate setting. I do very well with that. And then for you to come back a second time and see a full band show, that's kind of a perfect sweet spot for us in our formula. But I love all of it.
Outstanding. Now, speaking of your new release, Halos and Horns, what can you tell us about that song? I'm really digging that right now.
Oh, Halos and Horns is rad. It's so cool. It's really, really fun. A lot of people just see your left and right shoulder and angels and demons and stuff like that. I see rodeo. I never competed as a kid or anything like that. My papa was Mountie Patrol, and I would go to all the rodeos growing up and just ride his horse and just watch all the events. I just love it. So to me, Halos and Horns is just that whole archaic good and evil battle, but specifically for a cowboy. You know, and what that looks like. I wrote it with Stephen Hunley and Eric Dodd, who are kind of my little dream team when it comes to writing. Everything we write together, we love so much. And then just took a shot one day and made a call and ended up landing Lee Bryce and Jared Neiman as my producers on that song, as well as this amazingly talented engineer here in town named Cody LaBelle. And just the four of us getting to work on these songs have been amazing and so, so cool. So there's a lot of love and a lot of intention that's gone into Halos and Horns. And it's just cool. It's just fun. I always recommend you find the best speaker system you can to listen to it on, because it's a big one.
It is a big one. And Allie, we've really loved what we've heard from you here in Iron Country. And where can our listeners find out more about you and keep in touch and find out, and get your music?
Absolutely. We are on all streaming platforms. So whether you listen to Spotify or Apple or Amazon, if you are a real, real cool kid and you go buy stuff on iTunes, please go crazy. Go for it. But you guys can find all the information about my tour schedule and things like that on my website, which is alliecolinmusic.com. And then all my social handles, for the most part, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, alliecolinmusic as well. And I'm very, very active on Instagram. So you guys can kind of follow along there with my journey and things like that. And my inbox is always open. I might not respond to everything, but I see everything. I get a lot of encouraging messages every day. So thank you guys so much for following along. It really means a lot to me.
Well, Allie, we hope you get up here into the southern Wisconsin area up here in Iron Country. We'd love to see you up here. And I want to wish you nothing but the best. And we're going to play right now Halos and Horns. And Allie Colleen, we thank you for your time this morning here on Iron Country.
Amazing. Thank you so much. The honor is all mine. Have a good day, you guys. Be kind.